Up next, the Adult Entertainment Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hold on to your seats. You are about to engage in a listening experience unlike anything you have ever listened to before. We now present to you Adult Entertainment Radio.
What's going on, everyone? Happy Monday. It's Adult Entertainment Radio here on Regular Radio, episode 22 officially. Give us a call if you want, 617-606-3700. It's a new number here at the studio. It's 617-606-3700. JL, would you like to introduce the guests?
Oh, absolutely. We are, of course, here with the whole crew, like every week, myself, Artie, and Brianna. And with us, joining us in studio tonight, a burlesque performer and internationally published model specializing in the retro aesthetic, who you can currently see on the cover of Rat Rod magazine, in stores and on shelves now, Miss Ludella Hahn.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Thank you so much for coming by.
Of course.
We're actually very glad to have you. I'll be honest with you, I didn't think you would ever come by and do the show, because we're a bit crass and rough around the edges from time to time. But thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
And we got a plethora of guests tonight. We got Johnny Moondog calling from sunny Florida.
Yep.
He's going to be calling in around 10 o'clock tonight, and we're going to play some of his music. And we also... Oh, I lost it. We have Janine calling from New York City. She's in the College Mansion. I can't even say that.
CollegeMansion.com
contest.
Yeah.
She's legally. She's currently winning right now, and by only
legally, she's winning.
Legally, she's winning right now by 2,000 votes, and the contest ends on February 1st. So
let's give her an illegal win before the first.
Yes,
people.
Let's kind of get her. You know,
we're after.
Let's try to make her win the division. She's gonna be calling at 9:45. From the great state of New York.
And locally, depending on how she's feeling, we might have a call-in from Sam J, who she was going to join us tonight, but she is feeling just a little bit under the weather. And all of us here at the Adult Entertainment Radio Show, get a big get well soon to
yes,
our friend Sam
J. Yes, get well,
J.
Sam J. And she will be
Sam
back
J.
on. She's scheduled on in a few months,
I
too.
I miss every time I'm like, Sam J's going to be on when I'm
You're an
here,
albatross.
She's like, not, she's sick or something, and then when she is here, I'm at a
and
Christmas party wasted.
Last but not least,
joining us again this week,
the lover of James Woods' penis, lovely Lauren.
By the way, this tonight's episode of the Adult Entertainment Radio Show live tweet, our hashtag this week is in fact James hashtag James Woods' penis.
Excellent.
No apostrophes.
No,
that
no
is
apostrophes.
Pretty excellent. Yeah, James Woods'
so.
Penis.
James Woods' penis. That'd be funny if it was blowing up all over the place.
I think so, or just in specific places,
like
hey.
Lauren's mouth.
Hey.
So how
is? Were you talking to JR before the show at all?
No, not at all.
No, you're just showing
Artie
me,
and I hate each other.
You're
like,
just show me pitches.
Yeah. Oh,
him and James Wood.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was.
We should. Oh man, I got a great.
It
idea.
Was funny. It was a guy named James. He just had
like
Wood.
A face and hole type deal.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh,
we
nice.
Put people's
face and hole.
Yeah,
in the picture?
We can put people's face in.
In
a
what
picture,
picture of Lauren's mouth? So Lauren, how are you recovering this week? You were rough around the edges last week. Is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm better.
Are you better?
Doing good. Yeah.
And when you're about to get back, no. about to get worse. What are you popping up over there? What is that?
Oh,
that's a
no, I just
handed wife.
That to you for my health.
I was like, why is she giving this to me? I just opened one.
I guess
she needed me to open it.
The glasses give you an unusual. Different look. It's like a whole new girl.
Now, are these prescription or?
They are. I'm
okay.
Not a total hipster.
So you usually wear contacts. I didn't realize that.
I am nearsighted, but it's not that bad.
Oh, so it's mostly just for reading more than
yeah.
anything.
And yeah, and at night, and yeah. when I used to drive, and et cetera, et cetera.
And did you have bangs last week, too, or did you just get those?
I just got these cut.
Okay.
Her hair was different last
okay,
week.
Okay, I was going to say. I usually
I'm
pick up on things
girl.
Like this.
You know.
Now, who are you hiding from? James Wood?
Yeah, James Wood.
He's coming to get you?
Yep.
So how was you guys' weeks? What'd you get? Anything exciting happen?
I hung out with these two yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, how'd that go down?
Oh, it was...
I was horribly mean to him.
To be
she
fair...
She was like a big hater.
No. You know what? And yes, that did happen. However, in the interest of fairness, by the end of everything, I believe it was about an 11-hour drinking marathon.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty sure by hour six, I was just a whole nother brand of obnoxious.
Were you guys getting ready for the Pro Bowl or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were...
We were watching that actually. Holy really? Shit. Yeah, it was just on at the at Phoenix
work.
Landing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, who watches that?
Nobody. It's a professional game of touch football because nobody wants to get fucking hurt.
I looked at the score. I think the final score was 63-48.
In a game that doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, nobody wants to get hurt in an off-season game that doesn't fucking count for anything.
And we don't have BJ Blowjob Dan tonight, huh? He's apparently taking another night off.
I guess so.
Unless he pops through the door, he may.
Yeah.
I would
Which
love
is
it
just
if he
a
did.
Shame. By the way, just a whole lot of lovely lady in the studio tonight, I will say, because I'm that much of a douche.
Thank you, Rhea. I appreciate
See, this
that.
Is why I was hating on him last night is because he was hating on himself so
because
much.
I
and
stink.
I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start fucking shitting on you, too.
There you go.
You're just going to talk crap about yourself the whole time.
Yours is...
It was getting annoying.
Oh, okay. That worked. No, that's completely
Have some
understandable.
Fucking confidence. You're on the radio, for Christ's
There we
sake.
Go. Fuck yeah, Brian. You tell him. Shit.
You're on the radio, for Christ's
well,
sake.
Yeah,
some goddamn confidence.
Yeah, so is everybody here on radio. And, like, not to speak for our guests, but, like, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure we're a bunch of fucking nobodies here. Let's just...
No, that's you who thinks that. I don't think I'm a fucking
excuse
nobody.
Excuse me,
Jay. I'm pretty fucking awesome.
I had sex with James Woods, so I'm
good.
Sure.
Okay, so we're not even, like, beating around the bush anymore with it. Okay.
You get a famous DJ here who's going to be doing Brianna's birthday
dance. Yeah.
Artie's going to DJ my birthday. I got to talk to the bar about just if that will work up setup-wise. I'm sure they'll be fine with it, though, because they have, like, musical guests and shit.
I was trying to segue in, though, to just you check our website, aeradioshow.com, on the Watch Us Live link. We do have the Ustream going simulcast right now.
We can, like, live stream my birthday, like, the video of my birthday party, so people who have really sad lives can watch how much fun we're having at my party.
There you go. And people could take a poll. Who are you going to blow first?
It's not like
it depends if I'm there with like a date or not. Cause I don't know.
Can't take a date
I've been
to your
like
birthday.
I start seeing this kid, so I don't know. It depends if he's my Valentine.
What were you
or not.
Blind or something? You just suddenly sleeping.
What?
What
did you
Get
say?
Get over here!
No, repeat that. I really
nope.
want to hear.
No, nope.
Did you say something about semen?
I think he did.
No, I said, what were you blind? You just started seeing him.
Oh.
Fatality.
Oh, Artie, that was
for that
just
one.
A
Fuck
shitty
me.
Joke.
Oh, that was great, actually. Like
so,
that.
Since we have a weird schedule tonight with a call calling at 9:45 and 10, so the wait, what, we're going to kind of do piecemeal tonight, if that's okay with you, Jaya.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, you know, a story for us to entertain
absolutely.
Us a little bit.
Absolutely. We'll just start off, I queue it up, and
What's
I have all
H
the stories.
What's
well,
That's
Hillary.
His middle name.
No, and
Jesus. But that's still Jesus.
Oops.
Right.
So in all rats news, voice of Charlie Brown arrested for stalking. The rap.com, Peter Robbins, who provided the voice of Charlie Brown's animated specials inspired by the Peanuts comic strip, was arrested Sunday on charges of stalking. California's authorities told the rap that the voice actor was detained at the border crossing between San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico on Sunday at about 8 p.m. He was taken... into custody after a Border Patrol officer discovered Robbins was wanted in San Diego County Sheriff's on a felony warrant. So, yeah.
And how old is this guy? Is this the original Charlie Brown voice?
I would imagine so. He's 56, so
okay, yeah,
he's clearly old enough to have been doing the special since the 70s.
Who the fuck was he stalking, you said?
I don't know. It doesn't really... I don't think it even, like, lists specifically who said it was stalking, but it was, like... It was stalking
that's
and, like,
you know,
threats
that's fucked
of
up.
Bodily industry... bodily industry.
No, that's fucked. My buddy's been working at Stop and Shop. He is stalking. He hasn't got arrested yet, so it's amazing that now all of a sudden...
I don't think he could afford...
Artie, you're getting bad with these fucking...
I love his puns,
crappy one-liners.
But yeah, he must have been some shit. Because his bail's set at just over $500,000 of $550,000. Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
a lot of hoops.
And when reached for comment, actually, Peter Robbins' attorney was quoted as saying, "Wah wah 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 wah."
Did he get Lionel?
You get it?
Yeah,
because he's a teacher.
Yeah. Did he get Lionel to come bail him out?
You mean Linus?
Linus.
Yeah,
Linus. No. I think Pigpen put up his bail.
Oh, he says that's it's just.
Thanks for saving me, Lauren.
So it's a lot of money to be made in dirt.
Hey, if you're a landscaper, I mean...
Or if you're a restaurant
mulch.
In Japan.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Did you hear that story?
I did. You sent me that link earlier today. It was
interesting.
I'll see if I can find it. I don't have it queued
dirt?
Up right now. No, there's a restaurant in Japan that it's serving dirt.
For about $100 for a graduated cylinder full of dirt. It was the most bizarre thing I have
ever
heard in my life.
Sure, it's a graduated cylinder and not like an Erlenmeyer flask?
Could be an Erlenmeyer flask. Or a mason jar.
Or a mason jar. They have mason jars in Japan? I don't think they're big, like...
No.
Are they big spaghetti fans?
You know, country music's big over there, though.
Yeah, it's just... Oh, but just you know. Japanese pop music is just...
J-pop?
J-pop is... It's the worst. I suck and I watch way too much anime than any adult male my age should, but it's all J-pop, like, theme songs, and I look at the, like, the translated lyrics, and it's the most awful, like, metaphor shit you will ever hear. Like, it's... There's one I watch, it's a school comedy called Azumanga Daio, and, yeah, and the theme song is literally, like,
I'm literally already not listening.
I know, but translated into English, it's words like, I go through, like, the door... imagination cake waits for me.
Did I ever tell you about the time when I was at UMass Lowell and I was interning on the radio there? They stuck me on a J-pop show.
Oh, they did?
With this blonde chick who is clearly Irish, who is deep into the Asian culture. So I had to sit there for a whole fucking semester, 4 days a week, and intern on our J-pop show. And then finally, at the last week I was there, I looked at her, I go, why do you do this? I'm like, what is this?
That does sound pretty awful.
And she's like, there's a small niche in the city of Lowell that likes J-pop. And
but
I go,
small niche.
Interesting. Good for you for
nice
like,
niche
grabbing
show.
That demo.
Yeah, fucking like, J-pop.
Making absolutely no money with it.
I go, J-pop your ass. Bitch.
Wow. Jesus Christ. No, but yeah, the Japanese restaurant has a dirty little secret, and China.com was the one who posted it, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's a French establishment in Japan named Nikitpa, please don't leave. Rocket News Japanese site, for $110, you can eat some potato starch and dirt soup.
There you go.
And it's got that foam at the top of it, too, that I'm sure is probably something awful, like lobster foam or something.
Yeah, no, it looks terrible.
Yeah.
So is it all organic, then?
Dirt with lobster
It's got to be. It's got to be healthy at some point, right?
Lots of money. It's a new take on potato leak soup.
There'd be a problem if it wasn't organic. That would be complaining. It's dirt. This dirt's not organic. What the fuck?
Are you putting additives in my dirt?
Can't have that.
The story said something about a restaurant was charging $100 for something that you scrape out of the grids of your shoes.
$110, man, for that little
fucked
thing,
up.
This little shot glass of potato and dirt soup.
Doesn't do anything for me. Sorry.
No.
I guess you got to try it, though.
To be fair, potatoes grow in dirt, right?
It's true.
Am I right?
Yep. But nobody.
I'm sorry, guys.
Herpes
sound
does,
like
too.
JR now.
I know.
We're catching the little JR.
I stink. The worst. I'm gonna go cry now.
That's what he says after sex with a girl.
Yep.
Tries to look for some
I'm
fucking.
I'm sorry.
She turns to him. She's like, you know what? You're right. You do suck.
Yeah. That's really bad, man.
Please get out of my house now.
Yep.
If you're on the site today and you're wondering why we're plugging the hell out of Sarah Rossi, is because we're whores and we decided to do a trade. And we agreed if we try to get her to win some dirty shirt contest, then she will...
Oh, yeah, dirtyshirty.com.
Dirty
right?
Shirty, yes. Yeah. And she would agree to put us on her fan page, and it worked. We got like 10 fans in an hour.
Nice.
So, thank you, Sarah.
And every 6 minutes.
If you're listening to the show right now, go on our fan page and click on the picture of the half-naked Sarah Rossi.
I posted a picture that got a bunch of likes on it.
You were half-naked?
No. It was a meme thing. It was like, it's Monday, get weird.
What do you mean?
Oh, the workaholics.
A meme.
Oh, meme. I thought you said mean.
What do you mean?
Fucking mean. Oh, I get ready. Monday, let's get weird. And there's a guy that looks like JR there with long...
Those are the workaholics,
that's
fellas.
Workaholics.
Gotcha. Yeah.
My birthday is going to be semi-workaholic.
The one in the middle looks like a soft Dan. Blowjob Dan, that is.
Oh, the one in the middle is my favorite.
Nice. So you have a thing for blowjob Dan.
He is good looking. Adam Devine.
Who, Dan?
I love Adam
no,
Devine.
Dan's good looking. He's a good looking guy.
He's a cutie.
He is. He's a baby, too.
He needs
too.
Some
He's
confidence,
what, like...
too. You guys need to take, like, a class or something.
Who?
Friggin' Dan and JR.
I don't know. You guys gotta hang off me for a while.
We'll go to school for scoundrels.
I shoot way above my head. Talk about the letdown I get. Jesus Christ.
Which isn't that hard, because he's not that tall, so...
Nah. Sometimes you gotta dig deep in the crust of the couch and try to find beaten girls who have recovery problems and, you know, and have emotional issues and have father issues.
So just essentially fake confidence and find someone with, like, a worse self-esteem than you.
The great Obi-Wan Kenobi, also known as Ginger, once taught me, you know, even when you hit a perfect 300 in football, I mean, Never mind.
Bowling?
I was going to say, when you hit a 300 in baseball, that means you missed 7 times out of 10.
Oh, okay.
So, hey, what the fuck?
Which is why baseball just kind of stinks as a sport. Like, I don't get me wrong. I grew up playing it and will always love it. But this really, I think, the only sport that you can, like, go out and do your job and be bad at it 70% of the time and can be considered a good player.
Oh, absolutely. Be, like, hungover. It's the only sport you can play while you're, like, have a massive hangover.
Cool. Baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, that and sex.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Fuck it's steroids in baseball. Get everybody off steroids.
You ever hear of sport fucking, Brianna?
You don't do that. You sport finger bang.
Yeah, I sport bang.
Sport job.
Finger bang. And hand bang.
Sport job.
A hand bang. I got hand banged.
Prefer finger that. Blast. Like, that just sounds even worse.
I'm like a kid who hasn't left junior high.
I
remember the first time I got a hand job was 8th grade at the movie theaters in Revere. And I fucking fast forward 15 just, years later, it's all the same. Nothing's changed.
My life hasn't changed since.
Hand jobs in Revere at the movie theater.
All right, we got our first phone call. Hello, thank you for calling the Adult Entertainment Radio Show. Who is this?
Hi, Janine from College Mansion.
This is Janine. Janine, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, can you hear us all right?
I'm kind of echoing, but I can hear you, yeah.
All right. Just, if you're near the computer, just step away from it so you don't get any feedback. Janine, when you're calling us from the lovely state of New York, is that correct?
Well, originally from New York, but I'm going to school in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. That's what I read.
Motown, Philly.
Motown. Are you,
That's actually Detroit, but it's a...
Oh.
it's a Boys to Men song, never mind.
Motown, Philly's back again.
Yeah. Philadelphia, where all the gay people are.
Nice.
Like the movie Philadelphia.
It is
the
city.
It's a city of brotherly love.
That's what I hear.
And quality comedy.
I told you the time I was in Philadelphia and I took the wrong turn and I ended up at a place called Woody's and there was a bunch of gay men outside there trying to get me to come in.
That's a gay bar.
Yeah, that happened a few times. So, Ginny, why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Right now, I'm attending school at Philadelphia, studying accounting. I also play soccer. And I recently got into modeling just like 6 months ago when people approached me at a bar, actually, when they were on a city search. That's how I got involved in College Mansion. And they just started this contest 2 months ago. And currently in first, luckily, because I have a lot of family and friends voting for me. It's like every 5 minutes you could vote. So.
And I have been.
Contest ends in like 3 days or so. So.
And the website is collegemansion.com. Website's collegemansion.com, right?
Yes. You go to collegemansion.com and you click on girls. And currently I'm in first. So I'll give you the top 10. So any guys out listening, it's filled with beautiful women if you want to take a browse. And just click vote on Janine C.
We really want you to win because the person that's in second place right now snubbed our show about a year and a half ago, and we're holding a grudge, and we're being childish about it. So we want you to win, and we hope that you do. I mean, when's the contest end?
She is some hard competition, though.
She is.
3 days, in February 1st, it ends.
Okay, so you have a couple quality days left to try to get some votes here. We got your pictures up here at the studio right now. And what's your major at Philadelphia University?
I'm studying accounting right now.
Ah, imagine having her as an accountant. When I have a Fortune 500 company and I need a secretary, I'm going to give you a call. You can be my head accountant.
Oh, the girl in second. The girl in second snubbed our show.
Yes,
she did.
Do I remember her?
It was. I think it was a little before your time. It was when Eric was here with me. But
is this the girl that's on the radio?
Yes, that's you're talking to her right now.
Hey,
the girl in second place. I'm not going to say she's fat, but...
Janine, if you don't mind me asking, you look pretty much all natural. Is that correct?
I want to see second place.
The person in second place is not all natural. As a matter of fact, when she dies and they bury her body, in about 100 years, you're still going to be able to see her boobs. Because they're not going to decompose. Actually, Microsoft is thinking about asking them for them back so they can make microchips for another 100 computers.
I got 100 of these. Ha-cha-cha.
It's a silicone joke. Excuse me?
I want to see second.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
But yes, if you're watching on the webcam right now, Janine, Lauren, cool. Who's in the studio, she thinks you're quite attractive.
Yeah. So
thank you.
I'm like the wind. I blow both ways.
How do I fix your webcam? I can't figure that out.
If you go to aeradioshow.com and you on the tab above, if you hit watch the show, you can click to the webcam and It's a Ustream. It's nothing too fancy, but you can see it to the studio here.
I just voted for you, Janine.
Yeah, Janine.
Thank you.
Much prettier than girl number two. I don't know how she's. I don't know how she's in second place.
Number two's just a mess.
I prefer brunettes anyways.
I want to see what number three
looks
like.
And she goes
now
to Kaplan Career Institute.
Holy crap. Number
if you
three
go to
is way better
where
than number two.
It's advertised on TV, you don't go to college.
Okay, can you believe that girl's number two and this girl's number three?
Jesus.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But remember, we're talking to Janine. She's number one.
I mean, everybody's voting is in the, 20,000, so.
What nationality are you? You have a little doc to you. I'm going to say Italian. Is that, would that be correct? Or?
Yeah.
You okay. Doc.
A little doc. Doc.
Lauren gets it. She's Cherokee Indian.
Yes.
Woo.
I hope you can understand this about thick Boston accents here on the show. I mean.
Way over there.
Yeah.
Hey,
I have a fake
here?
One.
What part of New York are you from?
Holy lobster money.
What part of New York are you
from?
Know
if, are you still are you still here, Janine?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm sorry. They're like understand when you're all talking at the same time.
I know. The phone system here is subpar.
I'm from Long Island.
Oh, Long Island.
Long Island.
Yes. Near Long Island.
Near Islip at all?
10 minutes from Islip. I'm from Kings Park.
I spent much time in Islip. My college roommate was from Islip. He was a fucking Yankees fan. Things were really rough between us. We broke up.
Oh, that is garbage.
Yeah, it was tough. It fucking sucked after the Super Bowl, too. Don't even get me started on that. Fuck, yeah. I slept in the hallway for a week, so I lost a bet. Yeah. I got touched by the DRA. It was a long story. I don't want to get into it. We'll save it for a different day. But, Janine, if you want to plug your website real quick for everyone in listening land to listen to, go ahead.
Quality. Janine, are you still there, sweetie?
Yes, I'm not really, by computer right now, so.
Okay, so no, we have a link on our fan page right now, so we'll do that. And this show will be going on iTunes on Wednesday, so you should be able to get one more day with the rebroadcast for your contest.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you very much for calling in, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, marketing myself out as much as possible, so I appreciate you letting me be on your radio and stuff.
Hey, thanks so much for calling
in. You gotta do what you gotta do, and good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye, all right, Janine.
Bye.
All right, it's Janine from New York.
Long Island.
Nice Italian girl from Long Island. Why can't you meet someone like that, Adi?
Do you know what my dream is? I swear to God, my dream is to marry a half Jew, half Italian from Long Island.
Oh, Jesus.
Just because you think she's going to be in the diamond business or something?
She'll be a good cook and good with money.
Do you like being
and
dominated?
Excellent at guilt.
And I heard
very hairy.
Jewish girls go down.
Tough hand jobs, as Louis C.K. put it. I'm going to suck it now. Is that cool? Yeah, suck it, you dirty Jew. That's a Louis C.K.
quote. I know
quote.
It is, but it's still pretty lovely.
It's awesome, though.
It's awesome hearing it from your voice. It's like a suck it now, dirty Jew. It's next week's hashtag.
Dirty Jew? No, we couldn't do that.
I really hope Jeannie listened to past episodes of my show before she called in. I always suggest people who call on this show listen to some old episodes just so they have an idea of exactly what we talk about. Yeah.
I kind of like surprising people.
Yeah, no, it's nice sometimes.
But yeah, some people you want to warn so they don't get a bad name for ourselves.
About a year ago, we had a call in, and comes to find out she was a 16-year-old girl. Funny story. All right, so we're on Facebook and we're throwing some shit out there, right? And our old co-host, Ginger, was adding random girls. So this girl comes across and she's supposedly a model of some sort. So I send her a message. I go, hey, if you want to promote your whatever.
Did Ginger get put in Facebook jail too?
Yeah, I think we both did that. We're lucky we didn't go to.
For messaging whores.
We're lucky we didn't go to big person jail because she calls in and we start up a conversation with her. So we're talking to her and she's like, yeah, I'm from Georgia and I start modeling and stuff like that.
I think I was there.
Was she a catfish?
That.
Was she a catfish?
No. You might have been there actually because
I was there. I was like, holy shit.
We're scrolling through pictures and all of a sudden it's like her like in high school and I'm like, whoa, whoa, and I go, whoa. I go, how old are you? And she's like, well, I'm 16.
She had pictures of her getting in a friggin' Lamborghini.
Yes, that's right, you were
there.
And
then we're like, whoa, this girl's pretty good looking. She's just clearly getting some stuff going on. And then She's like, yeah, I'm still in high school.
I'm 16. I'm doing. Like,
I gotta get off your Facebook.
Because
the adult entertainment radio show
brought to you by Megan's Law and the FBI.
it used to be called the Artie and Eric Show, so it was. It wasn't always the adult.
So I'm looking over to my left, and Eric's writing down a series of questions he's gonna be asking. So that's why I asked how old you was first, because,
yeah, because Eric has stupid questions.
Was he
anyway.
Like actually writing a list of questions, or just drawing dicks?
Yeah. He was drawing, like, stick figures having sex.
Ask her this.
Ask her if... Well, no, I bet he was, like, the questions he was jotting down were probably, like, ask her if she thinks I probably have a big dick, even though I'm, like, 37, so I'm, like, 20 years older than her.
You know what, I hate to say it, but I ran into someone the other day who said that Eric had a big dick, and I think about this because I thought maybe... They maybe haven't seen a lot of dicks. I don't know. Well, maybe he has a huge dick. Who knows?
He messaged me like a while ago and was like, oh, like somebody's trying to say that I don't. And I was like, okay, I don't really care. Like he was, I don't know. I guess he needed to talk to somebody about it because he was like upset that somebody was trying to claim he didn't have a big dick.
Hey, Jay, you know you're going to be doing it now, right?
He was all butthurt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put this on my big screen.
We'll drink some Pauly D Remix.
Lauren, want to come over and watch me? Yeah.
Show.
Watch him jerk off. I don't.
It's pretty entertaining.
I don't really. I feel
I've
like there's
worse.
Like gloves involved and stuff because he's
a biohazard suit. You have
he's afraid
to.
Of like
he
getting
hand sanitizer.
He goes in like a quarantine, like
Harry
sterile
Hughes.
Room to do it.
Happens.
So he's like, okay, I'm AIDS free.
Was it Harry Hughes?
Howard Hughes.
Yeah, Harry Hughes.
Oh, syphilis. Howard Hughes had syphilis.
He did?
Yeah, that's why he went nuts.
Yeah.
Oh.
Although I'm pretty sure syphilis he had OCD even
he
before.
Was definitely, he was already nuts before he got...
Well, that's I have a problem with somebody getting syphilis but having OCD. It's like, if you're OCD clean, why are you going to put your dick in dirty places? Like, that's the one thing
you
shouldn't put
time,
in dirty
then.
Places.
It was a different time.
Well, I don't think condoms were actually necessarily effective back then either.
No, because they were made of, like,
it was a
lamb
plastic
skin
bag.
Or whatever, which is like...
That doesn't
prevent STDs.
There's a fucking Joni's Food Master bag they gave you wrapped up with a rubber band.
I don't think they had Joni's Food Master when Howard Hughes was around.
Do you guys want to do another story?
Yeah, let's do it real quick. Yeah, we'll fit one in real quick.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So this will actually be great. So in clearly you have just given up news. In Ireland, specifically in Kerry County in Ireland. Yep. Well, you know, drunk driving, or as it's known in Ireland, driving. there's actually a vote among Kerry County councillors in rural Ireland to allow, I guess, to raise the blood alcohol or the BAC you can blow on a DUI stop, and that like they're saying like two or three drinks and still drive.
Of course.
Oh yeah.
I need to move to Kerry,
Ireland.
Shit. Well, go in Kerry.
That's it.
Yep. But yeah, the motion put forward by Councillor Danny Healy Ray calls on the Minister for Justice to allow Jardai to issue permits to people in most isolated parts of the country to allow them to drive after drinking some alcohol. Speaking to the Journal Lie this evening, Danny Healy Ray said the idea was to help get, quote, those people in every parish who are isolated and who can't get out of their place at night. So a lot of these people living in isolated rural areas where there's no public transport of any kind, they end up at home looking at four walls night and I'm sorry, I thought I had the quote, but essentially it's like, no, you know, hey, like these people, they're all, you know, stranded out in the middle of nowhere. We should be able to get them to come out to the pubs.
Oh, we got a phone call right here. This is probably Johnny Moondog. Johnny Moondog, is this you?
It would be me, yes.
How you doing? Delta Entertainment Radio Show, how you doing tonight?
Very well, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Very good.
How is it down in Florida?
It's not sunny. Just like you guys, it's night now.
But it's not snowing down there.
We're actually a big fan of Florida on the show. We do a weekly segment called, what was it, Florida News?
Florida Crime News.
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah.
You guys have a lot of...
You guys make it really easy.
Yeah.
It seems like it's one or two things in Florida. It's meth or horse fucking. Those are your two like standard
That's
crime stories.
That's from the other
stories.
Side of the state.
Where? What part of Florida are you from?
I'm over near Tampa. I'm in St. Pete.
All right, West Coast guy. Fucking
yeah,
A.
Yeah, not bad. I like it down here. It's all right.
St. Pete's not bad. I like Clearwater. Yeah, picked up a couple.
Yeah, Clearwater.
Pick up some Scientology bitches out there.
No, I was out in Clearwater back spring break 2002 and got a hand job from an Indian Native American gal from Iowa.
Whoa. In a movie theater.
Not in the movie theater. No, it was on.
I'm glad you finally chime in anytime you want.
It was on a beach, but
a movie theater with Colonel Mustard and the revolver
and a rubber glove.
Take it easy on the Native Americans.
So, Johnny, tell us about yourself.
I'm just your basic rock and roller, man. I've been doing this for a while now, and I just like it. I'm working with a good buddy of mine, Tim Cronin. If he's listening tonight, hey Tim. I need some production done.
right on.
We're working on a new CD, original material.
Nice. Now, did you do a lot of touring, or do you kind of stay in the Florida area, or do you kind of go out of state and, you know?
I'm just doing the recording right now. I mean, I've done the band thing. We had a good time. Back when the oil spill happened in the Gulf, that kind of killed a lot of playing out for a lot of people, because it killed a lot of bars, because people couldn't go and drink because they couldn't afford, because their work was down too. So it's slowly getting better around here.
That's the one thing I love about Florida, though. You can go down. I go to Fort Myers all the time, and there's a bunch of these little bars, and there's always a band playing almost every night. They don't get DJs down there. They got bands actually playing.
I love live bands.
Yeah.
And they're good. I mean, they play cover songs, some original stuff, and it's, you know, on a Tuesday night, you can go see some, you know, band that no one's ever heard of play sound just like Led Zeppelin. It's amazing.
I like
There are a lot of guys around here. Like I said, I'm in St. Pete. Pasco County, which is just north of us here, Pinellas County, which I'm in, Hillsborough County, where Tampa's in. You got a lot of bars, a lot of very talented musicians out there just trying to make it, and a lot of them are doing really, really well. It's but, you know, trying to get gigs around here, it's like pulling teeth.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I bet it's tough to come by, you know. And, you know, Florida's such a seasonal state. I mean, it's the wintertime up here. You know, it's cold up in New England, so you guys are pretty busy down there. But I've been to Florida down in the middle of the summertime, and there's no one down there. It's like a ghost town.
Yeah, and you sweat from the shins.
And you just go, old fucking folks, ready to die. They can't drive. They go to bed at 5 o'clock. So when you go try to pick up a broad in the middle of August down in St. Pete Strip Club, you know, it's this 75-year-old lady working there because, you know, she's only in town.
It's certainly not the A shift.
She's still trying to put herself through college. Come on.
She's in, what was that? Kaplan, right? Yeah. Right, Lauren?
University of Phoenix.
So,
hey, JR used to work for them.
I did.
If you guys need a recommendation, let me know.
You know what? As somebody who worked for that institution, I want to say I'm taken aback by that statement. You clearly do not need a letter of recommendation to get into the University of Phoenix. Like, you need a credit card.
Or Sally Malo.
And not a whole lot of money either, I'll tell you that right now. They don't charge a whole hell of a lot. They don't teach a whole hell of a lot either. So it's not making a difference.
They're like, you can be a principal if you do that. And I'm like, great, I can also go kill myself. So,
John, do you have a website that you guys are, other than your Facebook fan page, do you have a website that you're floating out there?
Yeah, I do. It's the www.johnnymoondog.com.
That's nice and easy.
You can you can listen to everything that I've got out so far. You can't download it. You got to actually buy it, and I'm on iTunes.
Oh, nice.
So you can go ahead and purchase it from there. You can also get T-shirts, badges, all sorts of paraphernalia off of my website as well.
Nice. And you playing any, you said you're doing recording right now, but do you have any local gigs that you're kind of banging out or anything in between? Or?
Not really. If you want to hear any of my stuff live, my friend Tim, who is playing out, he's the one who's working with me on the CD, he has a band that does a couple of covers of mine that not too bad.
Nice. All right, well, we're going to play... We're going to speed this along. We're going to play a track of yours, and we're actually going to play another one on the way out of the show tonight, too. So this first one we're going to play is, you said Lessons, right? Is that one of them you want us to play for you?
Lessons, yeah. That was actually written quite some time ago. It's just rather recently that I got to record it with a full band. it's just one of my favorite little tunes recently.
Nice. Now, do you have like a YouTube channel or anything also?
Unfortunately, no. Not right now. I'm going to be doing some sort of video stuff on the CD that I'm working on, and once I do, we'll see if Johnny Boondog is available as a title for the channel, and if it is, I'll go ahead and use that.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you get, just send it our way.
I know what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to get Johnny Boondog for my YouTube channel.
We'll sell it to you.
Now, there are a couple of videos on my website. Back in 2009 was the 40th anniversary of the Beatles' live rooftop show in London, the last performance that they ever did. And so the band that I was in, we actually had a pub owner down here in CP Beach that I'm like, so how's your roof? And 40 years to the day, it was actually the day before the Super Bowl that year, and we just climbed up on the roof and did a whole bunch of Beatle tunes. There's two songs that we did on the roof that are on my website that are pretty good.
Nice.
That's fucking cool.
Cool, Johnny. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to play some of your tracks. We'll get you on once the album's all finished. And, shoot me an email or something like that. We'll get you on again. We'll try plugging the shit out of this thing for you.
Come on,
I'll be
Boston
very,
sometime.
Very happy to get you the finished material. Oh, by the way, there's an update on the Charlie Brown guy. He was stalking the little red-haired girl.
Very good. Johnny Moondog.
I have officially lost my job to Johnny Moondog.
Awesome.
I'm so glad he lives in fucking Florida.
Well, thank you, Johnny. Keep in touch, all right, man?
All right, guys. Cheers. We'll catch you soon, all right?
All right. Johnny Moondog. All right. We're going to play one of his tracks for you. This one's called Lessons. And like you said, it was recorded for the first time with a full band. So the Adult Entertainment Radio Show is going to take a little break right now and enjoy the listening styles of Johnny Moondog.
For we could live. people. Won't we believe that with asses at hand? God created us equal.
Should be like,
all right, so that's Johnny Moondog. Apparently, if you were listening to Johnny Moondog, you might have heard some
a little chatter
amongst us.
Ignore that. That was all. That was a bit.
Yes. That was meant.
That was our skit.
We knew you were listening, so we wanted to play that way. We
and there was like random girls that busted in here and just started talking crap about like
somebody with autism,
some random person.
I have no idea.
I don't know who those bitches were. I think we got some crossover from another station.
Yeah, I think it was the Duva show was replaying.
Yeah, that's what.
Sorry.
It was. Sorry, guys.
I can't wait to listen to that one.
I apologize.
Really hope certain people aren't listening.
Super politically correct.
Whoops.
I'm Catholic.
She's not autistic. She has Asperger's.
I get Asperger's.
All right. So, Jay, yes.
Holy fuck.
Would you like to interrogate, I guess?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we have with us in the studio tonight internationally published model, Lou Delahan. Now, I just had a couple questions for you, specifically kind of about your body of work, just to give people a quick background. Like, how long have you been doing modeling, just in any, like, form?
In any form?
Yeah.
I think I started in 2006, I think, if you don't count the time I modeled for friends at age 17.
Okay.
Whoa. Hey. Hey. Some scandal.
I like to get more involved into
this is a Tracy Lords kind of thing. Yes. We're talking here?
I like to get more into involved nice. With the modeling for friends. What's that all about, huh?
This is just a one-time thing.
What kind of modeling?
Friends with vans.
Friends with ginger.
Basements. Friends with basements.
It's a rap music van. Driven by Jimmy Carter.
When I was like 12, me and my friend, like I had my stepmom buy us like black and white film, and we had it developed in like matte stuff. So we like took all these. She was an interior designer, so we took all this crap that was in our basement and like made a whole scene, and we're like did like meaningful.
Was it supermodel documentary hour?
That's essentially what it was. It was a friend who had like black and white film, and we just
yeah,
really
you
weird
get black and white film, and you're like, oh,
pictures.
Hang on. You got
with,
flowers,
like,
you got
chocolate
like
a syrup to look like blood, and it was
yeah.
And guns and stuff, and I don't know. I put it in my senior scrapbook, and my teacher, who still gave me an A, wrote a little note. I would like to talk to you about these photos.
Actually, speaking of photos, we're on the site right now. What is your site, anyways? If you want to plug it real quick,
It's ludellahan.com.
All right,
Han spelled H-A-H-N.
And you have quite the plethora of photos on the site.
Yeah, and there's so many more on my computer. It's in great need of an update.
And they're all very different too. They're not very much alike. Mm-hmm. They're
well, I wanted to say though, something that you've done that you mentioned to me was that it's phrased a lot of different ways. Like you said, the retro aesthetic. You know, yeah. People have everything from like pinup to rockabilly to like greaser or like whatever like kind of subculture name you want to attach to it. But I did want to ask you about that because you're someone who does it. Clearly, there's been like an upsurge of that, especially like among like the modeling community. I guess I kind of remember first seeing it just myself going to like punk rock shows and stuff and like seeing like the rockabilly girls who would hang out like at the shows and like kind of around the time where that big like like when Suicide Girls hit really big and they had a huge boon and you had like this big kind of like market saturation of shit, like they called it like alt porn, I guess, like
yeah.
You would say like that was when like even then like back in like 2005 2006 they were still more like psychobilly and gothy kind of like chicks doing the like the pinup rockabilly thing, but now you see it, I think it's more like classic now. Like you actually see more people going specifically for like an almost true to 1940s or 1950s aesthetic with that.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm a fan of the latter. If you
and I was gonna say, I noticed you do a lot of these pictures in the nude. Is this
yeah,
in the nude.
Love the tits.
Yeah,
get a little naked.
A lot of nudies.
That's good though. Like you look dynamite, sweetie.
If you haven't,
if you're looking on the webcam or check the website, man. Holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
this chick is. She's a smoke
stacked.
Show, man. Oh yeah.
Stacked, bro.
I'd say so.
Absolutely.
But do you think I guess my question after my long-winded fucking thing, like where do you see, I guess, like kind of the shift or do you anticipate like a kind of shift like among like modeling and like what's going to be kind of a popular aesthetic like in the next few years, or do you think like this is really going to kind of hold on for a while, or that they're not at the point of like oversaturation yet?
I don't know. It's hard saying, I guess. I've never really been good at following trends, per se. So I guess I've just been, you know, so focused in my niche of it and
right.
the people that are involved in that, that I haven't noticed it becoming crazy popular in the outside world. But I think, you know, pop culture celebrities like Katy Perry's done a lot of, you
like
know, that kind of retro sort of stuff.
I like
your
purple and gold one,
so I think
speaking
that,
of Katy Perry. That's yeah. like, that's
it wasn't
actually
supposed
like
to
really...
be a Katy Perry tribute.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I was like, wow, not many people can pull off, like, purple hair. And Katy Perry's are the only other people I've ever seen who can pull off, like, having colored hair.
I gotta ask you, are you a natural redhead?
No, I'm actually a dirty blonde, but I've been red for, like, 6 years.
Gotta love
now.
The dirty blonde.
The dirty blonde.
I like a dirty blonde better than a clean blonde. That's what I always say.
But yeah, no, what I was saying anyways, because of, you know, pop culture icons kind of going back to that retro thing, I think that's made it become bigger.
Right on.
Oh, man, you were, like, fucking boob deep in a salt marsh. That looks awful. Like, not like the photo right, looks right awful, but that yeah. looks like, oh, just thinking of doing that seems awful to me.
You because you do a lot of very interesting photo shoots, and like you have like there's great concepts and like wonderful like wardrobe and set dressing. Like how much of that is like input on your part, and how much of that is something like be it like the photographer themselves or like somebody else entirely?
I think it depends on like what the shoot is for, I think, but yeah, usually even the shoots that I'm like hired for, I still try to put some kind of input if I can.
Right on.
Yeah, then there's some stuff that it's like, you know. You just do what they ask.
Well, where are you from? Are you from around this area? Or?
I am originally from Maine, actually.
Okay.
And I've been in Boston since April of 2011.
There's not much to do up in Maine.
No. Well, no, there's not. I've always lived in southern Maine. I went to high school in Saco and lived
in Northern Maine. Massachusetts, as they call it up there. So I hear.
I have a friend who goes to school in Kennebunkport.
Kennebunk.
Cannabis.
That interesting story in Kenny Bunkport.
Wait, that actually the
what is that? Did you see the Zumba prostitute up there?
No, dude.
Oh, dude.
I would love to.
I know.
She's phenomenal looking.
A friend
looking.
Who was a client of hers.
Yeah?
That doesn't surprise me at all. She apparently got the whole town, is my understanding.
No. Like, it's a friend of a friend.
Okay. James Wood?
Yeah. James Wood.
Hashtag James Wood's penis.
We're gonna get,
so far, we're the only ones who have hashtagged it, us and Ludella.
We're gonna get
thank
in,
you for doing that, Ludella.
We're going to get into that.
I mean,
we're going to get into that in a second, though.
We can probably get it trending after if people hear this.
Yeah.
Especially in the next couple days once the podcast is
done. Because
that's where
a
lot of our listeners come from, is subscribers.
Ludella, I see you have some events coming up. You want to talk about those a little bit? Come March 12th to 15th?
March.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's not coming up. I guess
my website, yeah, I haven't updated the events page.
So, March of 2009, so...
it's been a while.
It's coming up, isn't it?
That page has cobwebs.
What kind of... So you do, like, live events, too, in addition to, like, photo shoots, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, like, because I know you do the burlesque stuff, but, like, do you do anything else, just, like, appearances, like, at conventions or anything like that? Or do you ever, like a cosplay, like, kind of thing, or... Not so much.
I've done a couple of appearances. I go to this convention down in Las Vegas. That's going to be coming up in March, called Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekend.
Okay.
And so I've been going to that for the past few years. This will be my fourth year going.
Nice.
But yeah, most of the performances I do, I think, are more burlesque or.
That's with the pasties, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a girl come in once who did that, and I'm pretty sure we just made her really uncomfortable.
Yeah. She was like, I gotta go.
The fucking pasties.
Oh, because Damien was here.
Yeah.
And just saying cunt every other word because
well,
he's
Australian. No, there was also, like, somebody else here. Like, it was...
Oh yeah.
I feel like Rich DuPont was here.
Rich DuPont made me feel a little weird.
Here, yeah.
That's why. It wasn't because of Damien. Damien's, like, hot and charming, even though he's... Okay,
he's Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nook.
Are we going to have him on as...
A regular person? I would love to.
Yeah, as like a normal Framingham Damien.
Steve Smith from Framingham instead of Damien from Australia. I'd love to meet him.
He really is Damien in China, but he's not...
Nah, an Australian man.
Not an Aussie.
Is that your Australian accent?
Yeah, man. That's my Australian man.
You sound like a retarded Jamaican.
Yeah. Come on, bro.
Hashtag come on,
you
bro.
You sound like an
legit
Irish
bro.
Jamaican.
Legit bro.
Keith, legit bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Like,
fuck it.
What is that? That's fucking retarded, is what
retarded
it is.
Retarded Jamaican. Autistic Jamaican.
We linked your website to our site, so anyone's listening out there, if you can't spell Odella, because half our listening audience is retarded.
You're the only one who can't spell, though.
Just go to aeradioshow.com.
Retarded.
And click
bunch
on
of illiterates.
It. Yeah. Fuck me.
I have trouble reading the words sometimes.
I have problems with everything. I just got a text message from one of my buddies here. He goes, "How's your penis?" And I said, "Hard." He's like, I had a problem about 30 minutes ago. I go, "Nice." And nice. He goes, "She wanted a back rub. I wanted a quickie. It's like battering." Oh, battering.
What?
Again,
Artie
is
read.
Fucking illiterate. Yeah.
I blew that.
It's called battering. I'm like, he's battering
with your
her?
Cack.
That's like...
It's like battering. The fucking...
Like a ram with your cack.
You
mean bartering, because you have a boss, so it's still battering.
Bartering.
Battering.
It's like
you're
the chicken.
Way too Boston for me. I can't even understand you.
Oh, you're way too Boston for me. That's what she said. The chicken.
But no, well, to be fair, she prefers guys from Providence.
Oh hey, come on.
Generally ones in their 60s.
60s with initials JW.
Yeah.
Last name rhymes with hood.
Gross old man balls and extra straight gray pubic hair.
So,
shut.
Lauren, is this something we want to get into if you're cool with it?
Why not?
Like, we want to know about your encounter with Mr. James Wood, the actor, the more famous James Wood from Providence, Massachusetts.
You know what I said the first time she told me that? I was like, "You have to come on the show, like, yeah. Please."
This
like,
is an interesting story.
You don't want to, like, okay, no, go ahead.
Let her
I'm
tell
sorry,
the
yeah,
story.
Set it up for
I
us.
I don't know.
Well, tell us how you met him.
Should I give graphic detail?
I would love to.
Tell us all right, how you met him. The story of how you met him.
I've heard a magical picture that floats around.
All right, so I was waitressing at this restaurant called Taza in Providence, Rhode Island. And I came into work one night. It was basically like cocktailing. It was like a Saturday night. I came in like 6 o'clock. Yeah.
I'm glad we have the camera out right now.
I had just gotten into work and I'm like setting up my shit. My friend who worked with me at the time, Tatiana, she comes up to me and she's like, "Dude, this old guy just tipped me like really good on this coffee. He gave me like $20 and just like a $2 cup of coffee." And I'm like, "Oh, sweet, bro." Like, not even thinking anything of it.
It's Tatiana Reeves.
Reese.
Oh, even better. Nice.
R-E-I-S. She's Portuguese from Fall River, Massachusetts.
Oh, I love the Portuguese.
She will corroborate this story.
Probably knows Dan.
So So he like walks. She's like, that's him. I'm like standing at the computer typing an order. And she's like, I just like turned to look. I'm like, I look at her. I'm like, bro, that's fucking James Woods.
Bro.
Like legit bro. I'm like, this is James Woods. So then whatever, I go about my business. I'm not going to act all starstruck. So then like I'm coming back from my table and he like stops me and he's like, "Oh," he like lays some stupid line on me. He was like with this younger guy and he was like, "I know I'm not as good looking as this guy, but you're still going on a date with me?" And I'm like holding a bunch of dirty dishes from this table and I'm like, what am I supposed
game.
To say? Yeah, I'm like, what am I supposed to say? Like, of course. Like, it's James Woods. Like, the fuck? Would you turn down, like, Meryl Streep or someone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Come on. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, there's no way in fucking hell.
No, you tell you what. An older celebrity lady I would not say no to, Diane Lane.
Right. She's hot.
Yeah.
How about Diane Keaton?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say no.
No. Not today.
No. But go ahead.
But anyway, so then I was like, yeah, dude. Like, meanwhile, the fucking whole restaurant's watching me because there was, like, 10 people in the entire restaurant. I was like, oh, my God. So then, like, I gave him my number or whatever. He goes on his way. My table's like, oh, my God. He just talked to you. What did he say? And I was like, he just asked me on a date. And they're like, really? What'd you say? And I was like, I said yes. Duh. So, whatever. That was on
I loved that conversation.
That was awesome. That must have been a painful conversation.
Yeah. So then that was on Friday night. And then I heard from him on Sunday. I was at my friend's baby shower because, you know, I'm from northern Rhode Island and people have kids when they're like 21. That's fine.
Do you want one?
And, no, fuck no.
It'd be, she's like taller than you are, dude.
I prefer.
What the fuck? You can't have a kid with someone who's taller than you?
I prefer French bulldogs over kids.
You can't have a kid like through hand jobs.
Yeah, you can.
Unless you ejack into her. Oh, that's a workaholic's line.
I'll shoot it.
Unless you ejack into her.
Shoot it from across the room.
I lost my headphones, sorry.
It's probably for the best. Talking about ejacking.
Oh, shit. That's not for me.
Who am I kidding?
But you were at the baby shower on this Friday or Saturday?
He asked me for my number on Friday. Didn't hear from him till Sunday. I was at a baby shower.
Playing it cool.
Yeah. You know, I mean, as cool as a 62-year-old guy could play it. I mean, I was 22, so.
Got a lot of money.
That's hot.
Whatevs. You know, so whatever. Then I hear from him, and then we go on a date.
Yeah.
Where does he take you?
Where'd you guys go?
We went to this restaurant in Warwick, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was pretty nice. It wasn't like.
Station Nightclub?
Yeah. Stage net club fire, bro.
Hashtag.
Were you watching the band Great White?
Come on, guys. Sorry. That's not funny. I actually know someone.
Hey, weren't they just in Brazil?
Sorry.
Oh. We were talking about that yesterday.
No, Great White was what happened to Harif's face after James Wood was done.
Artie, you are just vulgar.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That was just...
So anyways...
Uncalled for. Anyways, whatever. So, first of all, do you guys want to actually hear what happened on the date?
Yeah, yeah.
But you get to do it within 90 seconds.
I meet him at his hotel, whatever. Then he's like, I got to go take care of my mom. Meanwhile, she's like 90. And, and then there's just a living home, like right down the street from his hotel. And I'm like, is this seriously happening? Like,
this is like the real life, bro.
This is the most cliche thing that could happen on a date with an old guy. He's 62. Like, really, dude? So he's like, So whatever. Like, you fucking awesome. Go take care of his mom. Like, give her fucking like gruel or whatever. Change her litter box. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyways, and then.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Litter box.
I don't know what you do
she's
with all
a cat.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
You gotta keep her attention or she'll sit on top of the refrigerator.
Throw a fucking ball. I'll chase it.
I think her automatic feeder ran out of food or something.
All right. So
he goes to take care of his mom, and this is on, this is the first date,
right? This is the first date. This is before we even go to the restaurant. So then we go to the restaurant, whatever. People are like coming up to us. I had 3 dirty martinis, and then after that, you know, things get a little hairy.
A little heavy petting?
Yeah.
Would you guys go after dinner?
He tried to, like, make me, like, do stuff to him in his car outside the restaurant.
Oh!
And you're like, what if he sees me?
And I was like, ugh. Can we at least go to the hotel? I mean, come on, bro.
Like, I know you have a hotel.
So you guys went to the
hotel before.
So you went to the hotel?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go into detail.
No.
But all I have to say is, like, actually, I'm not going to say.
Okay.
How is he?
She does possess a picture of his penis.
She saw it.
I did see
it. Is that all you?
We took some pictures. He said some weird things like, ooh, piece of candy.
He really said that? Get the fuck out. Are you
it's douchey.
He really said piece of candy when you were fucking?
I saw the email
so you guys
of like,
had, oh my God.
I saw the email of his,
they say that when he gave you a mouth
hug?
Picture
of his dick. And it is from like James Woods at like Mac.com.
So did you actually have sex with him?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, how was having sex with an old man?
Is he good?
I mean,
he probably lasted forever.
Did he have to take a pill to get hot, or was he naturally?
I mean, unless he took it before and I didn't see him.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he probably snuck
did.
One.
Yeah, he probably did. Like, I gotta pee.
But you know, he's a man. He probably only like had to take a half Viagra.
That's how long did he last? Was it long? Was
Yeah, I mean, it was like a decently long time.
More
I mean, it wasn't
to
like
come when you're an old man.
Was it pleasurable for you? Did you enjoy it?
How was his mouth hug?
Yeah.
No, just you don't have to say that you don't have to go in detail.
Well, that's
so we know what he was doing, right?
Mm. I could probably suck up having sex with a 62.
I got a good mouth.
He's 62 years old. He's like one of the biggest perverts in Hollywood.
Yeah, that was probably the same
but
year
I mean,
he was on Entourage.
That's probably my cutting point right there.
He had just
cool.
gotten off the show Shark at this point.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Why did you show?
Let me ask you a question.
So you're saying he was at rock bottom at the time?
Did he use a Did he use a condom?
Did he use a condom?
Curious. Hmm. Did James Wood use a condom?
I mean, this was 2009, folks, so...
So condoms weren't being used.
it was a different world. Bin Laden was still alive.
That's true.
I mean, come on, guys. Like, really? You expect me to remember 3 years ago if he used
I'm
going to
say he didn't use a condom.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was no condom. No.
No.
Okay, I just want to remind everybody, hashtag James Woods to
completion. I didn't blow him to completion, let's put okay. it that way.
Oh. Not to fruition,
good.
If
but did
will.
He complete?
Yeah.
At some point.
Okay.
Good for him.
The,
and he dropped it on you, put it on your chest?
Yeah.
Something
pearl
like that?
I love him.
Nice. All right.
She does wear a lot of pearls. She's a classy bitch.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Except this TV or radio interview, was very... You know, revealing to my character.
I appreciate that one.
I'm gonna have to.
All you have to do is buy her a bourbon, and
there I'm gonna have to go to confession. And I'm not even kidding.
All right, so we got a minute left, real quick. Adele, you want to give us a last minute plug or anything? Your website, real quick.
Yeah, you can find more, lots more pictures, and I'll update it soon. I swear.
titties.
Ass and titties, ass and titties.
And we got that on our webpage.
Titties, by the way,
Johnny Moondog on Facebook. Janine from
College Mansion.
She's also on our fan page. You can get the link right there. We'll post that a little later. Jay, you have anything for us?
Boycott Video Underground in Jamaica Plain. Bunch of hipster twats. Eat me.
Fuck hipsters.
That's right. Brianna, get anything?
No. Follow me on Instagram at bclassy223.
And we have Brian's big birthday bash coming up next month.
Yeah.
That's be crazy. So stay tuned for more details on that.
You could win tickets to my birthday party.
Fuck yeah.
DJ'd by Artie84. Lauren and JR will be there. You're more than welcome to come.
You can come hang out with me and talk about James Woods' dick.
There you go.
Dude.
And,
you should blow up pictures to put on the wall of, like, James Woods' dick, and we'll just put a black...
And his old man boxers that had, like, pills on them.
They're made of wool.
All right.
it's like a hair shirt.
More about James Woods' penis next week.
Hashtag James Woods' penis.
Next week on the show, we have Lauren Bancroft, musical guest James and Jane. And the sports blogger who does the end of the sports recaps in an aluminum can, Adam Mallett. We're going to ask him why his sports recaps sound like he's screaming into a trunk of a fucking Honda in Lynn with the bass up too high.
Let me out of here!
This is the Done It to Rio Show. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye!
Adam Mallett here with your quick update on what's been going on in sports over the last week. Looks like Baltimore Ravens safety Bernard Pollard believes football will not exist in 20 to 30 years due to drastic rule changes turning fans away from the game. Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco has commented on the 2014 Super Bowl being at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, calling it retarded. Probably the first thing he's ever said I agreed with. But in the NBA, the Boston Celtics will have to carry on with their so far disappointing season without Rajon Rondo, who will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL. In baseball, records released from an anti-aging clinic in Miami that closed last month reportedly revealed the firm sold enhancing drugs, including HGH, testosterone, and anabolic steroids to players such as Mel Cabrera, Alex Rodriguez, and Gio Gonzalez. B.J. Upton, who signed a 5-year, $75 million contract with the Atlanta Braves earlier this offseason, will now be joined by his brother, Justin Upton, who was acquired in a blockbuster deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks. I'm Adam Mallett, and that's what's been on my sports radar for the last week.
DJ, ID84 Entertainment. Why settle for an awkward, overpriced, middle-aged man when you can get ID to DJ your parties?
Lowest prices around. DJID84.com for pricing. DJID84.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hold on to your seats. You are about to engage in a listening experience unlike anything you have ever listened to before. Adult Entertainment Radio. Listen every Thursday night from 9:30 to 10:30 Eastern Standard Time here on Wicked Good Internet Radio. For more information on Adult Entertainment Radio, check out their website at aeradioshow.com.